2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Oh, that's so funny.
What? Hey, there's two of you, Scary.
He's like that. It's so funny.
What do you mean?
There's two of you. It looks like there's two of you in the podcast. No, there's two.
No, there's two.
This is my computer I'm staring at.
Yeah, no, there's another one behind you.
So
reach over your computer.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
That's Elvis's computer.
That's so cool.
I look better on Elvis's computer.
Man, I don't know about that.
This is a little cleaner.
I'm gonna
It's further away, and it looks like there's like a... It looks like you have a little makeup on or something in Elvis's screen.
Yeah, why are you going to kill the good computer that makes you look good and use your computer?
Yeah.
Yeah, just do it from where you are now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up?
Oh, we don't want to see your crotch, Gary. Out of your arm.
Gary,
now we see your arm.
Turn off the one by your dick.
Your big arm.
No, I got to get rid of this one.
His arm looks like his calf.
So now we see your leg.
I'm having Elvis's computer leave the room.
Yeah, we see the countertop and your legs.
Close the lid.
All right, we're back.
Okay, there we go.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Your crotch.
Let's do this for 12 more minutes.
Hey, can I tell you about a shitty friend of mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I love hearing about shitty friends.
Do you work with him?
No.
Okay. So, that didn't lead down a great path last time Scotty started a story like that.
A guy that lives around the block from me said, hey, you know, is there any way you could drive me to the airport this morning? So I'm like, okay, but I'm going to be there at 4 o'clock.
So today? Such an antiquated idea.
Today. So why is it antiquated? He wants to spend $80 on an Uber?
People getting rides to the airport. I don't know. It's just like... Take an Uber. It's easier.
No, it's not.
It's expensive. Yeah,
it costs $80.
Yeah,
if Scotty can drop
that.
Him off and he's willing to, why not do it?
I'm going that way.
Guys, Moneybags over here knows what he's talking
about.
Guys,
it's not bougie if your friend drives you, and you can't get a 5-star rating if your friend drives you.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm like, yeah, I'll drop you off, but it's going to be super early. And he said, it's fine. So I pull up to his house, and he comes hobbling out. I'm like, he gets in the car, and he's got a boot on his left foot. And I said, dude, what did you do?
You park illegally?
He's like, nothing. They come out and they get me in a wheelchair and they bring me to the plane. I said, are you fucking kidding me?
Stop it!
I said, I'm not taking you. He's like, no, dude, it's all good. I do it every time.
Really?
And I think that is so shitty.
That is so shitty. And you know what?
Listen.
Tell him to take a fucking Uber at that
karma
point.
Karma is a bitch. It's going to come back at
but
him.
But that also makes me think, how many people must do things like that?
So many people do it. I wish Nate was here right now because Nate was plotting on that when we all just went out of town. You know, we went overseas and he was like, next time I think I'm going to put a boot on my leg because
oh
you just get
gosh.
Through everything. You get to board the plane first. And then he says on the other side, if you just take it off on the plane, once you hop off or whatever... Who's going to know?
Yep.
No one's going to know.
People used to do that in amusement parks, too, to skip the lines and stuff.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think that they kind of like know. Like
I was used for that my senior year. I had ACL surgery, and then they had like grad night. So all of my friends just wheeled me around. They got to the front of the line. I couldn't ride a damn thing, but they got to the front of the line because I was in the wheelchair.
Well, we did that legally at Disney. My daughter had a boot on her foot, and we had a note from a doctor why she had the boot. And so they let you, we called it booting the rides. So they let you basically fast pass. You tell them, you check in, and then they tell you what time to come back, and then you come back, and you just walk right, you just go right on the ride.
Yeah.
You don't have to stand, because she couldn't stand. So then we were
what
like,
a scam.
Oh, but
I get
true.
Left in line if I'm okay.
The scam was we put the boot on my second daughter the following year. That was the scam.
Oh, Brody!
Oh, so that's bad.
Yeah,
that
Brody, you
karma.
Can't blame this guy then.
We didn't have the doctor's notes, so it didn't work.
Elvis introduced us to the Miracle Flight.
Yeah.
The Miracle Flight is very famous.
Yeah.
Usually they run from New York to Boca, you know, West Palm,
Florida,
Miami,
somewhere
Florida.
In Florida.
Yeah.
South Florida.
And at 6-7 in the morning, everyone's got wheelchairs because they have the wheelchair people go first.
Yeah.
Everyone's in a wheelchair. But then when the flight ends on the other side, you take note. Everyone can walk miraculously off the plane because the wheelchair people have to wait till the end till everyone gets off. So all of a sudden they find the strength, the power to like, I can actually stand up and walk off this plane.
Jesus. Oh, it's the humidity.
Yeah,
is it wrong that like
there should be a note or something on your ticket that if you get a wheelchair going, you have to have one
leaving.
Yes.
Of course they should.
No,
of course.
Don't you kind of feel like old people should get a pass though? Like they're old. They've been on this planet for a long time.
No,
they've earned
fine.
It.
You don't get the
they
scam
get
people
first,
though.
Get off, whatever.
Yeah, but don't
young scammers.
Don't pretend like you need it and then, you know, Because run then, like hell.
Right, because then the airline has to have all their personnel wheel you, and then, you know, do it if you need it.
Who's going to be the first one to do it when they turn 75? Scary Jones.
I'm not, never.
Yeah. I don't think Scary would scam the system like that.
No, I don't think so.
Not like that.
No.
Not unless the...
I find other ways.
Yeah.
Right. Find other ways.
There are other ways.
Oh, Scary's good at scamming the system, though. Like, when we were in Miami a couple weeks ago, he got us in everywhere and got the hookup everywhere. It was like, hold on, let me make a phone call. And bam, we were there. So,
well, that's not a scam. That's just me being resourceful.
Okay, what about the scam you did in Atlanta?
The scam?
What did he do in Atlanta?
He looked up the name of the general manager of a restaurant.
That was brilliant.
Go ahead, tell the story, Scary, real quick.
Go ahead.
So, I couldn't get into this very difficult steakhouse. So, I looked up a 5-star hotel that was nearby.
Right.
I called over to the hotel. I was not staying at. And I knew the general manager's name from Googling it. And I'm like, hey, is Kim so-and-so there? And they're like, oh, no, she left for the day. Of course, because I call after hours. And they're like, I said, oh, listen, I'm so-and-so, and I'm coming for a conference. But I got here a day early. I'm supposed to check in tomorrow. But I want to go to this great restaurant tonight. Can you help me get into this steakhouse? Mm. I'm not checking in tonight. I'm checking in tomorrow. And they were like, oh, sure. Being a concierge, they know they have all the hookups. Oh,
man.
They called over to the steakhouse. They took my cell phone, called me back. Hey, buddy, you know, so-and-so, your table will be ready, available for four people at 8 o'clock or whatever it was.
That's resourceful.
Boom.
Well, I mean, that's on them for not checking if you actually had a reservation at the hotel.
I used their concierge service at a hotel I wasn't staying at to get a reservation that would have been impossible to get otherwise.
Yeah, all they had to do was look and see if you were staying there.
Did you put a boot on at any point to get that reservation?
No, they didn't wheel you.
He ate so much, they wheeled him out of the restaurant.
Nice. I have a scam that I taught Scary, but I can't say it on the air because we use it all the time. So.
It's just a podcast. Go ahead.
Nope, can't say it in the podcast.
Actually, no, Gandhi, you do something. Oh, we can't say it in the podcast.
We can't say it in the podcast because then it's not going to work anymore.
Speaking of things you can't say, Gandhi, I'd like to say the thing you can't say.
Remember the thing you just told us not to say? Let's say that.
Gandhi's scam is brilliant. She'll tell everybody off the air.
Yep.
And
not everybody.
It works like a charm. And
only
I'll
us
give
people.
You credit. I got to try it one day.
Yeah, it works every time. Andrew knows about it. Is Andrew still back there?
Yeah.
Andrew remember Off the Grid? We got into that steakhouse. It's that scam.
Gandhi is a genius.
Is this the one where she pretends?
Wait, I want to know all about the scam.
Don't do it now.
Is this where she pretends to be the great-great-granddaughter of a famous world leader?
Hey-o.
Is that the one?
That one works every time. No, I'll tell you guys all off the air. But if I say it on the 15-minute morning show, then people are going to know, and our scam's not going to work anymore.
It'll still work.
No, don't do it. Don't do it here, Gandhi.
Don't do it. Andrew knows it.
Brilliant.
It's nothing illegal. It's just brilliant.
Just love the
names. Wait, Gandhi got us into a restaurant in, where were we in Vegas?
She pulled the scam.
And she just walked over and she made it seem like we had a reservation. She was just like, hey, I'm just checking on our reservation to make sure we're going to be seated soon. And they were like, yeah, no problem. And there were so many people in front of us.
To that point, Danielle, I've noticed that if you walk into anywhere with confidence, mm-hmm. anywhere there's a stanchion or something that, and you act like you belong and you just walk, no one's going to stop you ever. They don't say where you're going.
Yeah, try that at the airport, Scary.
Not the airport. I'm talking about
walk into the bank like that.
If you go up to the desk and be a little assertive with the front desk about, you know, waiting at Applebee's, and everyone's sitting there with their beepers on the bench for 2 hours, you could you could come up with concoction.
Yeah, Scary does that at the grammar
bus.
School. Right, it walks right in.
He walks right into the ER.
Hey, you could go like this. Here, I just thought of it right now. You walk up to Applebee's front. Front of the line on a Saturday night.
Yeah, that's a safe worth cracking.
Hey, so here I am.
What do you tell them, you're Walker Hayes?
Applebee's on a Saturday
on a date
night.
Night.
Is my table ready? You just walk up cold and say, is my table ready yet? And they could be like, no, I understand. Where's your beeper? I'm like, dude, I've been sitting here for an hour and a half and they didn't give me a beeper. Just do that. Just like that.
Right.
And they're like, what? Like, I don't know. I came in, I checked in 2 hours ago.
What's your name?
And I've been sitting here on the bench.
Yeah, you checked in. What's your name?
My name is Scary. It's Scary Jones. Right. You don't
liar.
Have me down there?
You'd lie. There's no Scary on there.
Hey, wait a second. I never got a beeper. This
you've also never been to Applebee's.
I heard Scary use that yesterday. I'm Scary Jones, Elvis Duran Show. It was my favorite thing in the world. Also, side note, he went after there was an incident with a celebrity. Scary said, I greet my listeners all the time. I never have a problem taking pictures. The person who was the celebrity in question was an A-lister. So,
not an A-lister.
We said a solid B plus.
He's a B. He's a B.
He's a B. You guys
B+.
Know.
Plus.
He
B+.
Dines with Jay-Z. I mean, yes.
Tell
he's
the
up
story,
there.
The backstory. It had nothing to do with me. It was really about Sam.
Yes. So Sam saw a celebrity. Sam, I saw him take a picture with someone else. So I'm like, you could go take a picture with this person. So I encouraged her. She waited for Scary to get back. We all know Scary's like the CEO of making the meet and greets happen.
Right. Yep.
So he's now
very
in the front of the restaurant in full view of everybody. So when
the,
they
the go- B-list celebrity.
But he's in the front of the restaurant now, so everybody can see him. He's not in the back of the restaurant where I saw him take the picture. So he's in full view of everybody. Sam goes over. He says he can't take a picture with her, but he, for privacy reasons or whatever. And she came back and she's like, oh my God, I got to meet him though. And we talked and it was so wonderful. Scary sits down. That douchebag.
Well, because I took the conversation. I kind of, you know, said hello to him. I introduced Sam. I said, you know, she's a huge fan. Sam had a few words back and forth. And then I jump in with the, you know, would it be okay if Sam here took a picture with you? And that's when we got the whole privacy thing and no. And that's, I'm like, you know, you're an asshole.
I worked with this person on an event before, and they weren't the nicest when I worked.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they that's were just, so disappointing.
They were very cold and standoffish.
Are they like the president of their own fan club?
I'm sorry, your privacy. You're in public at a public event that was happening.
But this happened to you before, Scary, where you met Jerry Seinfeld, and he right. goes, why do we have to take a picture? Because if I take a picture with you, everybody's going to want to take a picture.
Exactly. Yeah. And he was in the front of the restaurant. It's where, like, if all of a sudden he saw one person, because that's what happened. Sam was like, I'm 99% sure this is him. Once it was confirmed, she was like, oh, my God. But imagine now people looking at the front of the restaurant and saying, oh, who is that?
Yeah,
and
but Danielle confirmed this person was a bitch ass other times.
I'm not going to say they were mean, but they weren't the nicest. They weren't like friendly.
Do they like themselves a lot?
I'm not going to out this guy, but he's very popular. He has 2 million followers on Instagram.
He does, but this is the kind of guy that should be the master of a lot of things, like how to be nice to people. But it turns out he's the master of none.
You have 2 million followers. You must take pictures with everyone now.
But you know, Paul McCartney won't take pictures anymore. He says, I would rather have an actual conversation with a fan and give you that than take a picture with
him. I would rather have a conversation with Paul McCartney as long as someone was filming it.
Otherwise,
no one's going to believe you.
The problem is that you want proof that you met Paul McCartney.
Right.
Like, you don't want that.
I kind of get it, though. Don't you kind of get it? Especially with the way everyone is now and you can Photoshop things to look like there's something they're not.
Right, but yeah. Yeah. Imagine when somebody asks
like,
you.
I kind of understand it.
When somebody asks us for pictures, you would never say no. You
never
would sound like
no.
a big asshole.
No one gives a shit enough about any of us to do something bad with it. Like, we don't count. We're not part of this conversation.
Well, listen. Back in the day when Prince was still alive, I got to interview Prince. And they said it had to be a live interview because Prince wouldn't do pre-recorded interviews because of this. He was afraid that people would edit it to make it sound like he said things that he didn't say. So it's kind of like
that.
The same thing, you know, in a different way.
And, well, when Scary sat down, he then said, well, I take pictures with every listener. I've never turned down a listener in my life. And then he said, to further the point that this person was a D-bag, goes, and he doesn't follow anyone on Instagram.
Yo, he's one of those people that follows zero.
He hangs out with Jay-Z. Like, Jay-Z hasn't, like, you don't follow him.
At this point, we should just say the person's name.
No, I wouldn't say it.
I'm saying we've given so many clues.
Don't say it.
We haven't given
I think you're the only one who actually gave a clue.
Well, Garrett just did.
Everyone hangs out with Jay-Z.
Oh, that's true.
Could be Beyonce.
That's true.
Are you talking about
Beyonce?
No, it's just not right. It's just not right. I'm sorry. You know, your fans made you, and now, you know, and by the way, very personable when this person is out in public doing their public thing that they're known for and talks about situations and things and relationships.
But that's their job.
That's their job. But to me, it's phony.
Well, but it's their job to do publicity. But maybe, this is the theory, maybe that person was with people he doesn't want other people to know. Like, maybe that wasn't his girlfriend he was with. Maybe it was his other woman.
Well, why would he be in public with all fans and his other
Well, because he's
woman.
Not in public. He's in a restaurant
at
where he doesn't want to get
his
picture
Scary
taken.
Jones.
Yeah. And it wasn't a sit-down. We were all stand. It was a stand-up cocktail party.
And he was dressed nicely. He looked good.
Yeah.
I was sitting for reference, just saying. I was
sitting. Yeah. What, he was sitting?
Yeah, you were sitting too. We were sitting eating pizza.
Yeah, but when I got him, he was standing up and he was just finishing.
Did you introduce yourself to him as Scary Jonesy 100?
I didn't. But you know what? Had I done that, he probably would have taken the picture for Sam.
If we're talking about last night.
Yes, we're talking about last night.
It's not because you weren't famous enough. No.
By the way, it's also
If he knew who we were, Scary, he wouldn't
so
want
mad.
That press.
No,
it's also
so
Scary.
If he knew
who
we were, he would
have said, I'm sorry to ruin this party, but our time is up.
Well, hold on, Froggy, one more thing.
I think we should keep fighting.
Scary, it's rude to go over to somebody and basically admit you don't like them. You're like, hey, can my friend likes you? Can she get a picture? You might as well have said, I don't like you. I think that's where you went wrong.
Oh, my God, maybe he's just a dude who wants a little bit of privacy.
Guys, I have to go to a park and have some recreation right now.
All right. Everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.